listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
We're over 2 hours deep, and we've been talking about a lot of unimportant things when we should be talking about fishing. And you should not go fishing until you've been to the 46th Annual Fishing Show, April 14th through the 18th at the George R. Brown Convention Center. They've got everything for the fishermen, all the new rods, reels, and lures, guides from Alaska to South America, dozens of fully rigged boats, and hundreds of kayaks, and a kids clinic on Saturday and Sunday. Caller 10 at 713-780-3776 wins a four-pack of tickets to the Houston Fishing Show. If you love to fish or just want to learn about fishing, don't miss the 46th Annual Fishing Show. Check out HoustonFishingShow.com for more info. Caller 10, 713-780-3776.
All right, welcome back on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776, the number. Tell your station is just ridiculous. How are they asking the question, was Gonzaga overrated right now on ESPN television? Okay. Can we stop? Can
it's
we stop
a dumb
that?
Question. I mean, they played in a national title game. They got their ass kicked fine. It wasn't a great game. So be it. Were they overrated? No.
No.
A lot of people thought they were the best team in the country. This happens to be the second best team in the country.
Well,
okay. Maybe they had just had a bad night. Stop. It's a dumb question.
They had a bad night. Listen, there is something to that UCLA overtime, to leaving everything on the floor that night. They didn't come out with the same energy. They didn't shoot the same. Nothing was the same as Gonzaga. That was the worst game that they played all year. And obviously Baylor had something to do with it. And Baylor has wonderful athletes and they're great. I ain't buying that Gonzaga would lose. I think that would be 50-50. Gonzaga played wonderfully all year long. And they had a bad night.
Baylor had
a great night.
Now, they didn't shoot the ball well, which may lead to your point of who knows if they shoot the ball well, at least from three, it's a different story. They actually shot the ball fine as far as overall percentage. I do think what Baylor did to them is something Baylor can duplicate over and over again, because you're not going to make Mitchell less aggressive on the defensive end. You're not going to make Timmy a more physical presence on the inside. He's not going to body those Baylor bigs around. So, sure, there's something to do with the fact that Gonzaga didn't shoot the ball well from three. But that Baylor stuff would have been a problem for them in the next game and the next game and next game. Sure, it might have been closer. But Baylor was going to D them up, and they weren't going to get by Baylor. That was just going to be a problem. They would have to adjust and find a different way.
Listen,
that's how I am. I just think when you see how Baylor plays, the offensive rebounds are not going to stop. Baylor is a really good offensive rebounding team, and that is not a good rebounding team. Gonzaga is not a big-time rebounding team. There are elements, and I think it was just a bad matchup for Gonzaga. On top of that, they were clearly fatigued from their last game. Like, it was a culmination. Well, that's why it was a blowout. Yeah. I think it would be, in most cases, a good game, but I think Baylor is a bad matchup for them. But in no way, I think we saw the worst possible scenario for Gonzaga. Like, that game is about the worst it could possibly look.
Yes.
Baylor did that to Houston and Gonzaga. We got to give them some recognition. This isn't just Gonzaga blowing it because they were tired. Baylor beat the crap. They came back and whipped Villanova after Villanova had like an 8-point lead at halftime. They beat the brakes off of Houston in the first half. It was over before it started. This game was over before it started.
Yeah, I don't believe that they'll shoot. And their percentage went down to 43.5%. I just don't believe that they're going to shoot like that every time, that they're going to get all of those rebounds. I'm telling you, I think that game on Saturday night really took a lot out of Gonzaga. They weren't jumping the same. They weren't defending the same.
Baylor does shoot well, though.
They're
41% from three. They're like one of the best teams in the
nation. Yeah, and in the first half, they were like 57% or whatever they were. It was stupid. It was ridiculous. Plus, they had 16 more shots in the first half, which I don't believe that they were going to.
You don't think they?
I am not. Listen. Baylor was great. Don't get me wrong. Gonzaga was a great team, though, and I don't believe it would have turned out like this all the time. I don't, and you can. I don't. I think that these two teams would be 50-50, or maybe Gonzaga's even a little bit better, because Gonzaga was a great, great basketball team all year long. I would have loved to have seen that game in the regular season.
I would have too, but we were on the wrong side.
Yeah. We were on. There was no question.
We were on. There was
no question last night. We were on the wrong side.
Let me tell you,
I just don't believe that it plays out like this.
If Vegas reset
every
that
time,
line, it's closer to pick.
In a vacuum. I don't believe it turns out like that.
No, this is on the far end of the spectrum.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't play out like this.
Listen.
But there are repeatable factors that are likely to happen, which are Baylor is going to out-rebound them. Their bigs are just more athletic than Timmy and the other. Who's their other big?
Well, they got Watson. They've got.
Well, Nemhard wasn't doing any rebounding.
Timmy had six boards or five boards.
Yeah. That's it.
He also had five turnovers.
His over-under,
which
by
was
the way.
Ridiculous.
You know what his over-under was for rebounds? Timmy, what do you think it was?
His under-over for rebounds was probably 6.5.
Yeah. He didn't rebound.
Yeah.
He's not a rebounder.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
You know, they got Watson. Yeah. They got out-rebounded by 16. The turnovers were ridiculous. Timmy, in the first half, it seemed like every time he touched the ball, he turned it over, which I'm not sure that it happens all the time. So all I'm saying is, was Gonzaga overrated? Can we stop? They were a great basketball team.
They were overrated as far as I'm concerned. You pull this crap, you're out.
No, they had a bad game.
Dummies.
They had a horrible game. They had a horrible game.
But Baylor was definitely the better team, and congratulations on Baylor on a dominant run.
Yep.
I mean, they wiped out the Final Four. When's the last time you saw a team, I guess UNLV, where you just wiped out the competition?
Well, they didn't wipe out everybody. They had a tough game against
Villanova. Final Four. They wiped out Houston.
They wiped out Gonzaga.
I mean, it was a double wipeout.
Yeah, most importantly.
Texas forever, Street.
Texas forever.
That's most important. Texas forever.
Dell coined that phrase yesterday, Texas forever.
I didn't coin it. You hear it from Tim and Jason Street.
Texas forever, Street.
Texas forever.
I'm wearing my Baylor shirt today, as a matter of fact. Did you wear Baylor today? Okay.
That's Baylor?
That's Baylor.
That's not really Baylor green.
Yeah, it is. It's Baylor color.
It's more Notre
Dame
green.
That's not Baylor
green.
No, it's Baylor green.
That's more like Dolphin.
Yeah, it's
Baylor.
Are you repping Bill
Texas
O'Brien's?
Forever, are you?
Are you repping Bill O'Brien's Miami Dolphins?
Does that have Tua? Is that a Tua jersey?
No.
Is it Tua on the back?
No.
Shaq Lawson jersey?
No, it says Flagler.
No.
Yeah, it does.
It should say Mitchell is what it should say.
Mitchell is, no kidding. A vital. That's what I like. Vital.
Oh, you're not. You don't got the shoulders
vital
to be vital.
Thick.
Vital is thick.
You got just a thick 6'7" postman in there.
Hey, look, Chuck Hayes is out there playing.
I know.
Well,
that's what he was like. He was like Chuck Hayes. I didn't even see him jump above the rim at any point.
Swatted a couple.
By the way, can I stop getting? Y'all need to stop telling me. Okay, I don't like that. Who to follow? Lincoln Riley is here. That Twitter's put Lincoln Riley in my who to follow.
You and Brisket,
because. People have tagged me so many times with that. Like, you need to give him some lessons. Like, y'all need to just keep Lincoln Riley's name out of my mouth, too, or out of your mouth.
Ooh. What?
His brisket.
Taking a break on the other side, ESPN 97.5. We got to go over the Astros again. We got to get back to Astros baseball talk on the other side right here as Greinke goes for his second win of the season. In the meantime, look, nobody's perfect. You saw the Astros weren't perfect last night. Can they fix it? Yes, they can fix it. All they have to do is get better relief pitching. Oh, the best golfers sometimes. Well, you know what? It doesn't always work out. But you know what you do? You fix it. Well, if you've got ED, you fix it. It's easier to fix this than it is a lot of sports stuff. GetRoman.com/John. All you have to do is go to GetRoman.com/John. With Roman, you get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED. All the comfort and all from the comfort and privacy of your home and discreet packaging. And you don't have to take off of work. And you don't have to go to the pharmacy. And. And it's the best way to go about this. GetRoman.com/John. 2-day shipping. You talk to a doctor, which is awfully important. You have a U.S. licensed healthcare professional that you can go to, too. It's absolutely free. And if you have any questions after your initial visit, you can go talk to him for free as well. Go to GetRoman.com/John now and get $15 off your first month. Look, there's a straightforward way to take care of your ED. GetRoman.com/John. Get started now. Save $15 on your first month of treatment. GetRoman.com/John.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Ooh, good point. What's the... Okay, so Deshaun, instead of the guitar strumming, does he do the karate chop massage thing when after he scores a touchdown now instead of the guitar?
You know, that's not actual massages, the chop, the hand chop. That's not an actual thing. I don't know.
Deshaun wouldn't do that because we know what Deshaun actually wants.
I don't think Deshaun and any else has said we're wearing a towel.
Well, what if or you sack Deshaun and you put the towel on and then you throw it over?
No, you don't
do that. Or you do this.
Oh, no, don't do that, Del.
That's terrible.
That would be a Deshaun celebration.
No, we saw you on the mic.
Yeah.
That's fine. I don't care. That would be a Deshaun celebration. When he,
celebrating a sack of Deshaun?
Okay, so if he scores a touchdown, does he lay down? You know, what? The quarterback towel? Does he lay down real fast? Put it on and go, throw it off?
No.
It's itchy.
It's hot.
That's hot in here.
That's the excuse. It was and too hot.
Yeah.
Somebody runs over and acts like they're giving, like Deshaun runs over and hands somebody and they have to sign. Like, or what if he presents?
NDA?
Whenever he throws a touchdown and the defensive end's yapping, does he get to do this? Like he's pretending to hand him an NDA? Like, is that a touchdown?
We remember when JJ mocked, Zach Mettenberger?
The selfie thing.
Don't they play the Cardinals?
Oh, the selfie thing.
Don't they play the Cardinals this year? What if would JJ mock Deshaun?
No, JJ. He
goes.
opens up his towel?
Yeah. Would he mock Deshaun after sacking him?
What about if you lay on the ground and you just start thrusting?
Ooh. You want that imagery of yourself, even if you're just mocking another player? You want that to be a gif of yourself? Thrusting in the air.
Thrusting in the air, like Deshaun on a massage table.
There has to be some realization that that'll live forever, and everyone's going to have a gif of you thrusting up in the air. You don't want that out there.
Oh, yeah, pelvic thrust, laying on the ground, like you're doing yoga.
I don't think a player's going to do that. I think the towel thing is a possibility.
Yeah, I think the towel thing's a real possibility.
Yeah, the yoga thrust is not going to be. And by the way, NFL players, I don't think, are going to mock Deshaun because – you better be careful with those stones and glass houses.
Yeah, well,
if you think all the NBA, well, not NFL everybody does. Not that stuff.
I don't know all NFL players are doing what Deshaun's
doing. But he's not a.
Some guys are nice guys and actually don't do anything. They don't break any laws.
Name them. They all go to Instagram JJ. Massage artists, don't they? Mm. By the way, I call them massage artists. Not. By the way, your lights on.
Your flashlight's on your phone.
I always say massage artists, kind of like sandwich artists.
So like adult film stars, adult actresses, you clean it up and call them massage artists.
Do they have a SAG card?
I don't think so.
They might.
I don't believe you get a SAG card.
Deshaun after a TV taking the towel off like the wrestler does. Oh,
is he Val Venus?
Don't do that. Is that tenor?
I don't know. I can't see the picture. I remember a Val Venus wrestler who would do a whole kind of fake strip tease.
A male?
Yeah.
I think that's who that is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tenor is the video sharing
plan. Oh, okay. Let's get John in here on ESPN 97.5. Hey, John.
Hey, guys. How's it going? I'm definitely I'm a bear, so good morning once again. realizing that we're the national champs. I thought you guys were having an interesting conversation on Gonzaga. I think it's kind of interesting that we can even talk about the idea that Gonzaga might actually still be better than Baylor. It's not even close. I mean, I think the issue is that people have made up their mind because Gonzaga beat a handful of teams very early in the year, where if you look at the full body of work, it's not even close. I mean, Baylor's schedule is like 50 times harder overall from start to finish, and they destroyed Gonzaga. I mean, Gonzaga had never seen a defense as elite as Baylor's all year. Nobody, not even close. And Gonzaga's defense, on the other hand, had no answer for Baylor. This wasn't an issue of them being tired or trying to make excuses for them. I mean, Baylor's just better. I mean, you play a 7-game series, Gonzaga maybe wins one game, two games, but at this point, I don't see how anyone can argue that Gonzaga may still be the better team. They left no doubt. They left no doubt, and I think that is the national sentiment from everything I've been reading, and which is great as a Baylor fan, because now we're being talked about as possibly one of the top three or five best teams of all time in college basketball. So I think, you know, talking about Gonzaga, well, they served as the perfect meal for us to make that case, because we beat the team that everyone had anointed as, you know, maybe the greatest team of all time had they won, but they didn't. So,
and let's be real about this. Gonzaga,
the fact that they struggled with UCLA.
Yeah, Baylor, they struggled with UCLA.
Yeah, but everybody struggled. Listen, everybody struggled with UCLA. Yeah, UCLA was playing really good.
Well,
Gonzaga beat Kansas. Gonzaga beat West Virginia. Gonzaga beat Oklahoma. And these are all teams that Baylor played. And, oh, by the way, Baylor lost to Kansas.
John, you watched the game,
I did watch the game. And I'm going to tell you, it was one game. And on a really, really, really horrible night for Gonzaga. I'm not taking anything away from Gonzaga. They were a really great basketball team.
Just talk about the basketball stuff for a second. Gonzaga is not a great defensive team. That is not their DNA of being a great. They have Jalen Suggs, who's a good defender, but the interior defense was terrible.
Listen, I'm not taking anything away from Baylor, but I'm also not going to take any. Gonzaga's not a POS. Gonzaga is a great basketball team. I thought one of the and listen, Baylor had its night. Gonzaga had a really, really a tough game on Saturday where Baylor didn't, and that's credit to Baylor because they played the Cougs and they destroyed them, and then they destroyed Gonzaga. No question about it. But I don't think they play each other 10 times. I ain't buying that Baylor's winning 8 of them. I'm just not. Whatever. They got their ass handed to them last night. But that doesn't mean that Gonzaga, well, they didn't play. They played Kansas and beat them. They played West Virginia and beat them. They played Oklahoma, which were all three of the best teams in the Big 12.
Well, AJ makes your point. He said this is wrong. Zags played 77th schedule. Baylor was 67th. It wasn't miles better. And Zags played Virginia and USC, both who are better defensively than Baylor, and beat them. The problem is, it doesn't matter because Baylor has better offensive weapons. Baylor's more talented. I can tell you this. Based on what I saw in the UCLA game, in the Baylor game, there are some fundamental flaws with Gonzaga that are not going away. One of them is their interior defense and rebounding are an issue. They're inconsistent defensively, and they had a bad game offense. Usually they get a lot of points at the basket. Like, they're a very smart team who they don't typically take bad shots, but they had a hard time getting into the paint and getting those easy looks, because when they did, they got slapped yesterday.
Yeah.
They had a bunch of shots blocked, and I didn't see that at all this tournament. I'm like, man, Gonzaga got to the paint and got so many layups. Baylor was contesting layups.
Well, I'm just not going to ignore the other 31 games because they had a really bad night last night. And we know that it's one and done. We know that and that's it. And that's the tournament, and that's the way the tournament is. And Baylor, give them all the credit in the world. But I ain't taking anything away from Gonzaga is a great team. Gonzaga is a great team, and Baylor just had their number last night. I don't believe it would turn out like this every single time they played.
I don't think, as I said before, I don't think it would be this blowout from start to finish. Gonzaga didn't shoot the ball well from three. That could have been a great equalizer. Certainly would have made it close. But I do agree with Lance in some instances that there are some things that aren't changing. That ball pressure placed on Gonzaga isn't changing. Do they handle it better because they've seen it in game one? Possibly, because that's what we see in NBA series. Adjustments are made, and we don't see it in basketball because it's just not how it's set up. If we saw a five-game series between the two, would Mark Few make adjustments? Sure, but you still are going to have to board and adjust to the ball pressure you're going to see on a consistent basis, and that would be the question. Could Gonzaga adjust to those things? And I'm not sure, because we're never going to get the opportunity to see it.
It is one game. Like, so one thing with Vegas is I'm trying to be open-minded about this because I liked Gonzaga, but I see things that aren't just like dead legs, things like that I take into account. I saw some fundamental basketball issues that I really have concerns about with this matchup for them. But with that said, it is one game. If they played multiple games, obviously there'd be a learning experience for both teams. Gonzaga would play differently. I think they get into a zone a little quicker. Maybe they change their fortunes a little bit when they went from man to zone. But I just thought it was a pathetic defensive effort from Timmy, really in the entire interior defense. Every time Baylor made them come out on a high screen and roll, they got a ton of easy layups. I'm like, what the hell is happening with Gonzaga's team defense? But you know what it was? Baylor spaced the floor defensively, and they created looks. Like, Scott True and his staff did a hell of a job of scheming that up so that they could. This isn't just Baylor. Just, yes, Baylor is much better athletically. But Baylor schemed it up. Like, Scott True did a hell of a job. A coach was doing some coaching stuff. They never left their feet on closeouts. Gonzaga leaves their feet all the time on closeouts. Baylor pump them, they go flying, then they shoot the three, and it's in. Baylor didn't leave their feet on closeouts, and they had a hard time with the pump and get around move. And I just think Scott Drew deserves a lot of credit. I'm just telling you, Baylor is. I have a lot more respect for Baylor after watching that game yesterday. And it's not just because the legs are dead. And I think we would definitely have a lot better games. This is the worst. This is the worst game you would see between these two. However, I'm not sure that Baylor's not a 2.5-point favorite if this game isn't played 10 times and or even 2 times and maybe Vegas reset their numbers. If, it's hypothetical, so we'll never know.
No, but listen, they couldn't have shot worse from 3. They couldn't have turned the ball over more. They couldn't they had no legs to grab defensive rebounds. Baylor deserves all the credit. They were wonderful. They were unbeatable last night. They looked unstoppable. They were fantastic. But this ain't the game that's going to be played. This is one out of one in a million that Baylor would beat them like this.
Yeah,
they're not that much better than this
Gonzaga
team.
Gonzaga turned the ball over 14 times, which is, I think, 3 above their
what about
average.
Shooting 27% or what 29% from 3?
I said the difference, as you look at, if you just want to go by counting numbers, Gonzaga lost by 16. They had a minus 15 disadvantage from 3. They shoot better. We'll see. The game goes differently. But as far as turnovers, they didn't turn the ball over much more. It was 3 more than their average. So, sure, they look bad. But like just like some of these numbers are coming out, like surprising 51% from the field didn't feel like it. So yeah, they just look hurried the entire game. They looked unsettled.
But actually, they were getting some. But actually, their offense wasn't terrible.
Gonzaga's
offense wasn't terrible. They just couldn't get a stop.
And they actually averaged 38 rebounds a game, and they got 22.
No, they
had to face a team like Baylor with athletic bigs.
Well, but again, I don't think they had their legs, and I think we would have rebounded much better than they did if they had legs. That took a lot out of them Saturday night.
No question. However, I don't want this to turn into Gonzaga because Baylor played great.
No. And we have a lot of Baylor fans. North Carolina State when they beat the Cougs. Does anybody believe that North Carolina State
is clearly the better team?
Clearly, that's right.
This is a team full of draft. They've got lottery picks at Baylor.
No, well, they had Wittenberg. They had good Cozell. They had good players.
They had good players because you played longer. Yes, but Houston was substantially more talented.
Yeah.
Baylor was a 1 seed. North Carolina State was a play-in. They had to play in, basically play in. They had to win their tournament. Because remember, it wasn't 64.
Yeah.
They had to win their tournament to get in.
Yeah. No, I get it. But they had good players, too. What I'm saying is one night, especially after that Saturday means more than we gave it credit for.
Yeah, well, was a lot. I knew, man, the first minute of the game, I'm like, I'm on the wrong side.
Yep.
I think part of being a good team, sure, UCLA pushed them, and who knows what Baylor does to UCLA, but part of a good team is, you know, not being there and not being in that situation. You know what Baylor didn't have to worry about really throughout the tournament? Losing their legs.
You know what,
because they're putting teams away.
Here's the deal, though. I mean, UCLA was an 11 seed that had to play its way in, that had 10 losses this season. They played their best. They got their best. Gonzaga got the best shot out of UCLA and Baylor. Let's face it, Baylor played their best game of the year last night, which is great. But they got UCLA's best shot, and you know what? And Baylor didn't get close to Gonzaga's best shot.
They got the best shots from those teams because those two teams do something fundamentally that will give any team trouble. They have NBA guys making NBA moves, making NBA shots. What we saw from Baylor, that pick and roll, spread the floor, and letting your perimeter guys go to work in switches, is something an NBA team do to seek out a match. You know what they did to Timmy? You can't move your feet. Mm. We're going to attack you every time. And that's what they did. Normally, you don't see that enough because a lot of teams don't have those type of guards. They saw it 2 times in a row. And that's what. And the difference is Baylor is so damn more talented than UCLA. It made it a complete blowout, plus the fact that Gonzaga went through that game.
Well, plus the fact they hit everything.
Baylor is talented.
Baylor hit everything last night.
Man, Mitch. Well, Butler was on fire.
Yeah,
and that's the thing. And you did have them playing
Butler
on their
was on
heels.
Fire. Mitchell was on fire. Teague was on fire. They were all on fire.
Baylor, Baylor got off to a quick start, and I mean, remember, they had them down 19 in the first half. Yikes. And then you couldn't come back from that. I'll tell you something you can come back from, poor decisions when it comes to homeowners insurance. And listen, your first decision was not the bad decision. Getting your homeowners insurance company, you know, deal with your company, you probably got a good deal from the start. But when you're not shopping and you're not comparing rates and you're not forcing those companies to compete for your business, what happens is you'll find that most homeowners insurance, the number is the number, and they can't change it. And that's why from time to time you need to go with a group like TGS Insurance. And what TGS Insurance will do for you on a yearly basis is they will shop homeowners insurance for you so that you get A-rated insurance at affordable rates. And those affordable rates in many cases are going to save you as much as $900 annually. I've had people save well into the $2,000 range. People who have RVs that they're that they are insuring along with their homes or maybe multiple homes, you guys are going to save more than anybody. The motorcycles, if you need to get car insurance as well, they can also get your car insurance done if you're worried about losing one of your bundles. But I'm just telling you now, when you text the word money to 232323, you will get a rapid response to your question about what your homeowner's insurance will cost, and they can get that switched out for you extremely quickly. Text the word money to 232323. That's TGSinsurance.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
9:34 here on The Bench, and Cub fan Tim was asking if John got a pizza from Gonzaga. That's not a fair thing. I recognize it. He had action on Gonzaga, so yeah, he wants to be right on it. I wanted to be right on that, too. I just recognized that I was wrong.
I don't know what happens. We were talking about it during the break. Timmy ain't guarding those guys on the switch today, tomorrow, Saturday.
He's just an offensive
guy. And those guys aren't blowing. Those guys aren't getting past Gonzaga's ball pressure no matter what day it is.
No, now Baylor's going to have days where they shoot the ball well.
Yeah, the equalizers, Gonzaga may have shot the ball better, and Baylor may have had a worse night shooting, but Baylor shot the ball worse overall. They're only at 45%. Gonzaga was at 51%.
Free throw line too.
Oh yeah, Gonzaga got to the line more, and they shot a little worse.
A lot more in the first half.
Yeah, that
and
kept them in the game.
Evened up. Yeah,
kind of in the game.
Kind of kept them in the game. Yeah. They cut it to 10 right before half. I thought a big turnaround was the when Timmy was. It wasn't a huge turnaround. Not Timmy, but Suggs. They had the, it's called a flagrant. It was the clear path to the basket foul. And he got to shoot two free throws, and they got the ball back. That could have become, Raftery pointed it out, it could have become a five-point play and really made that an interesting. It was 12 at the time. They could have cut it to seven. Who knows? Instead, he makes one free throw, misses a second, then they turn the ball over. I mean, Gonzaga did not take care of the ball at all. So I don't know how many of you still care about national championship game. Many of you may not have watched, but it's a great job what Scott Drew has done with that Baylor team, not only making them relevant, but turning them into a fairly consistent power. And that Baylor program, basketball program, is that's pretty impressive what they've been able to do. From a football standpoint, another accuser came out and put a lawsuit on Deshaun. We're now at 22, right? 22 lawsuits, I believe, is the number. With Deshaun Watson?
I can't keep up.
There are rumors, there are innuendos and whispers that maybe Deshaun would be willing to get things settled before this summer, and maybe even before then. But everything has to quit like they talked about. You got to wait for the faucet to finish leaking or finish running out before you can turn it off completely. I think Rusty Harden and his crew are waiting for everything to come in that's going to come in. And then I think we may see Deshaun try to. There is no end game to this other than a settlement. I really honestly don't see it. The best possible scenario.
Yeah.
The best possible scenario would be discrediting some of the witnesses if you had a chance in court, and then you lose some other ones. But what's that like? what's the benefit of that? You miss a whole season? That's not a benefit. I think the only course of action is going to be Deshaun settles. I think it's the only course of action. And then how much that costs him, that's not my business. If it ain't the business of how much an owner's going to pay him, it's not my business of how much he's going to pay out. That's his bag, and he'll deal with it however he deals with it. But I can tell you this, if Deshaun can get that stuff taken, the earlier it gets taken care of, don't you think the longer he has to start the process of rehabilitating his image?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And he's going to have to do it because he doesn't want any of these. All of this information coming out and being public is just damn more and more damaging. Deshaun going behind the scenes, which he should have done in the first place and gotten all this done instead of, I'm going to fight this and pretend. Oh, you dumbass. All his decisions, all Deshaun's decisions have been god-awful, just awful. He needs to settle it, needs to get it done behind the scenes. It's going to cost him a boatload now because all the cards are on the other side. I mean, they've got all the leverage. And I don't know what, you know, it'd save a lot of time, effort, a lot of man hours, a lot of lawyer hours, get this done. But it's gonna be more costly for him. That's for sure. Because if I'm Tony, I'm like, oh no, we ain't taking that. Are you kidding me? No chance. No, we're going to court. And you know what? This is going to be exposed. You know what? You're going to be exposed, Deshaun.
No, he's got to get okay. So if I were on Deshaun's team, this is what I would say. And he asked me, what do you think we should do, Lance? I'd say, well, this is what you should do. Trust Rusty on when to start the process, but once you start it, you're going to have to get to a point where you get the settlements taken care of. You got to do it, get the NDA signed, get it done as quietly as possible. I would admit culpability in terms of your issues with having a sexual addiction of some sort or something that you need to work on. I would go get help with that any way, shape, or form. You don't want to admit to anything criminal or whatever. You don't do that, but just say, I have an issue with that, and it's something I'm working on, and it's something I'm not perfect. I try to do the best I can. It's something I need. Because then you paint yourself, and I don't want to make it sound so impersonal, but, you know, you need to paint yourself as human. Once again, this is me telling Deshaun as a PR company trying to figure out disaster cleanup. He's going to have to repaint himself and rebrand himself as smiling Deshaun in the HEB commercials and not the one that you've heard, because fact is everyone has two sides. I mean, the duality of man is, we can go into this if we need to go into the duality of man, if we want to get into a deep, you know, philosophical conversation. But Deshaun, we just saw it play out with Deshaun. But I do think, I believe that Deshaun will clean that whole thing up. I think a lot of fans don't care. You can see that on Twitter at any point you want. I think a lot of fans are going to, what do you think is worse, the Astros banging trash cans or what has happened with Deshaun to fans?
Oh, trash cans.
Yeah, trash cans are the worst thing you could do.
Yeah.
What do you think is worse? If you, I think the worst thing you can possibly do is bang on a trash can for certain games in a baseball game. That's way worse than anything else that can happen.
Yeah, with, you know, fans. I don't know. Alleged sexual assault. I don't know. But
what do you think Twitter thinks is worse?
Oh, trash cans.
Trash cans, yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You don't get worse than that. Mm-hmm, that's mm-hmm. the worst thing you can do.
Yeah.
Is trash cans, and then we can get to some other variances of murder and things like that. But trash can is first. So it's like Trevor Lawrence is going to get drafted first. Where does the draft start after that? Okay, trash cans are the worst thing you can possibly do as a human. But after that, you know, what do you know, where are you going to rank? Murder, pedophilia, all this stuff, massages. But trash cans first. We get that. I think Deshaun will have his image cleaned up faster than you think. I think he'll do a long interview with a female reporter. This is what I'd probably say. You sit down with a Robin Roberts, Oprah, somebody who will be friendly but will ask you the tough questions in such a way that it's kind of not super hard, or she'll round it back and do, but you've done so much for charity, Deshaun, and here's you giving kids bikes.
Giving the cafeteria women your first paycheck.
Are you still the same guy that gave the cafeteria, because that's how you remind people, are you the same guy that gave cafeteria workers your paycheck whenever Harvey hit? Yes, I'm that same guy, you know, and I'm a man. I have flaws. I have weaknesses. Not everything you heard about me was true. You know, I'm not this monster. And you heard a lot of things that simply were not true. But I do think that I needed to conduct myself in a better manner and show more respect for women. I mean, he can be culpable. That's what people want.
I don't think show more respect for women. I had an addiction. I had a problem. Okay,
that's not bad. I'm willing to spitball this thing with you here.
I had a problem. And listen, I respect women.
But you say a lot of the things you heard about me are not true.
Well, yeah,
I'm not
a lot that of guy. That stuff was not true.
I'm not that guy.
They were hoes trying to get some money.
No, you don't use that terminology.
John, I like your other stuff.
Yeah, man. Whoever coached
that. Let's swing it around. Let's swing it around the table here, John. Thank you.
Wait.
We're not going to go to Sean. Don't go with hoes trying to get money angle. Yeah.
I've always treated women with respect, like except that. Those hoes who try except to take that money. Hoes. No, don't say that.
No, don't say, listen, Deshaun.
Listen, and some of them signed an NDA, and they still talking.
And then what would you say? Them hoes ain't loyal?
Clapping. Them
don't
hoes
use
ain't
the
loyal.
Phrase reckless hoes. Don't listen to him, Deshaun.
No, that's a bad tact.
Don't say the phrase out here acting. They're out here acting reckless. They're
flapping their gums when they signed an NDA.
Look, you can't trust a hoe nowadays. Don't say that. That's wrong. John is the wrong guy to go to in that consultation.
Right, I think you can let him in there, and then you just
no,
have
you
to
don't
ask
let him,
him
in
to leave
there.
The room.
Oh,
why would
bro,
you let
you
him
know
in there?
About these hoes?
No, that's wrong.
With John Clay Wolf in there?
Oprah would roast you, John. She'd have a field
Oprah
day
would
with
crush
you.
She'd give Deshaun. She would ask him some, and then at some point she has to press him. But Sean's going to be okay with this. He needs to do an interview at some point. It needs to be a mea culpa. It needs to be contrition. It needs to take accountability. You don't admit to everything. You say you're not a monster. This is not a lot of what you heard is untrue. A lot of it, but some of it is things that I regret.
But acknowledge the fact that you made
some
mistakes.
That I took things too far in some instances, but not criminally. And then when you trade him, the fan base will go, I like what's happened with Deshaun. Is that he has said he's sorry, and that's what I like, and that's what we need as Steeler fans, or as Broncos fans, or as whatever fans. That fan base will immediately put the cape on for him and fight everyone else, and it'll be fine, and Deshaun will get to playing touchdowns. I don't think he'll do Rock Boys anymore. I think that'll be over, which will make him more likable.
You think he'll be understated now?
I think he'll be a little more understated, or he could lean into it like Kobe did. Kobe had a sexual assault charge, went through a court case, and came back rebranded as Black Mamba and with the tattoo on his arm. Do you remember that? Mm-hmm. Kobe came back. He jumped over a car in a video, which wasn't real.
He got a $4 million ring.
He got a $4 million ring. He got a tattoo, and he self-created the nickname Black Mamba.
Right.
That people started using. And I remember at the time, we were like, dude, you can't give yourself a nickname. That's terrible.
Well, baloney. Your
son
did.
He was trying
Cobra
so
did.
Hard.
Cobra did.
He wasn't a grown man in the NBA. You get your nicknames.
He kind of is, isn't
you get
he,
your nicknames inside your first 10
I
years
mean,
of age.
I guess.
He's going to be a G Leaguer.
Is
at
he?
At least. At the very least.
I don't think so.
Well, you know what? He may have to go try because I don't think he's getting into college the way he's going right now.
Well, that's
right.
A.
There's with catching all these zeros, he's there's, not going to be able. He's yeah, going to be. Always, you know what he's going to have to do? Last chance you. My son's going to be in East Los Angeles playing for that coach.
No, he will not.
I can't wait to see him. On Last Chance U with a headband and all kinds of tats, snacks all tatted up with a headband.
Snacks sitting on the bench, bad-mouthing the coach because he won't put him in.
Man, this dude is sorry. Every time we put him in, we lose.
Why am I sorry-ass playing? Like, it's everyone can hear
like,
you, dude.
You're in a small arena with no one in it. We all can hear you.
Yeah.
Food and Rain Rule.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
No, Charles Altuve is right here. Art says DW4 shouldn't sit down with Carissa Thompson or Aaron Andrews. He'd be like, hey, girl.
No. You don't think he could? He's shown the ability to control himself
in
front of cameras.
Right now?
Yes, we are.
Okay. Yeah. Making sure John was saying his on-the-air stuff.
No, he's shown the ability to control himself in front of the cameras. I don't think that's a problem. Mm-hmm. We just don't want him around
still
people.
His finger, doesn't he?
No, that's the slime thing.
Carissa Thompson and Aaron Andrews.
Wouldn't he say to Carissa, hey, girl,
do you
I've
think
seen
he,
you
by
in
the way,
no,
yeah.
He wouldn't.
These
he wouldn't
two
say that.
Pick out randomly.
No. They both got videos.
He wouldn't say that to them because he's got an image.
One unwillingly, the other.
Well, both of them were like, hey, no, I don't want this out. Both were unwilling.
Carissa Thompson didn't want hers leaked because someone hacked her phone.
She made her own video.
Yeah.
Yeah, Aaron but that Thompson was for her lover. On.
That was for that her, was, yeah, the was, special
that
person.
That guy went to prison.
Yeah, he did go to prison. Yeah, both leaks should have resulted in that. Yeah. I don't know what happened to those hackers, but they should have got caught it, too.
They should have caught it. Eric asked this question. Problem with Deshaun releasing a statement is at some point he would be acknowledging paying for sexual services, which in this state is still a misdemeanor. The two things that you can say that you were too, you can leave, release a statement that says you were too aggressive or you're too, you don't have to admit to getting sexual favors. No. And number two, if there's consensual adults, you pay for a massage and then it leads to something. Yeah. I don't think they can.
And by the way, the police won't
they're not going to charge him anyway.
That.
No, the DA. The DA is not prosecuting Deshaun for that.
It usually so goes that's police not really, first and then DA. But
well, okay.
Yes.
Well, they're not going to. They're not going to charge him. They wouldn't prosecute
if
him.
If he settles all this behind the scenes. Now, there is this person that's come forward with a criminal complaint. So that's an issue.
So Deshaun's side supposedly is very happy about that.
Yeah.
Because now Deshaun knows who he's up against for the first time.
Well, yes.
And if they have dirt on them, they can do that too. Now, or he knows maybe. Or he also knows maybe what he did.
Yeah. Are you sure they're happy about a criminal complaint? I don't know. Rusty has said that. He said, well, at least we have a name put to it. Well, Rusty, I mean, the thought is here. I don't want to say. Rusty, dude, it's all you got the dates when it happened. Deshaun should be able to identify these. And you should, from Deshaun's Instagram, be able to identify who this person is. So this isn't that hard. Now we have a name. You should have names for all of these women, going by the dates that they are saying that this occurred with Deshaun, because Deshaun should be able to identify them. If it wasn't 4,000 of these people.
Allegedly 4,000.
Well, yeah, maybe that's a little high. If it wasn't 3,900 of these women that Deshaun has had alleged massages with, goodness gracious, you should be able to get this done, Rusty, without a name. You should be able to puzzle this together.
No, but think about this. Let me just flip it on you for a second. Let's say these are all people who are filing suit against you because you offended them on the radio with things that you've said or done.
I'd be in that lawsuit.
That's a little different. I didn't call them and offend them.
No, but you offended them.
Well, I know, but I'm
making a point, and no one said their names. They're people from Twitter, and you just heard another person has filed a lawsuit against John by being offended by something that he did. You wouldn't know who they are or what you said, right? You would just know, yeah, I've done offensive stuff, but I don't know who these people are. It's like a ghost keeps coming after me. Like, what did this person, what did I do to this person? I don't even know who it is. Like, if it were Jackie. It could be something about you talking about his...
Oh, I would know that, yeah. Jackie.
If some, that's what I'm saying. You'd like to know, wouldn't you?
If some bald girl came after me...
He's a man. This is what I'm talking about.
Jackie's a man.
That's a problem.
But what if you don't know?
Well, see, but
you just keep hearing... No. A 22nd person has filed a suit against Granato for being offended. Wouldn't you like to know who they are?
Yeah.
He could assume that everyone is. He offends everyone. He would just assume everyone.
Yeah. I mean, Deshaun apparently... Now all of a sudden it's a class action suit.
Well, yeah.
However, wishing death to people to drive
that
into ditches.
That was one person. That was one person. And I gave an apology.
And ignite combustibly.
In front of Oprah Olele.
What did you just call me?
In front of him,
this is
an apology.
This is the second time you've been reckless about me on the show. Oprah Olele. I didn't ask you any questions about that.
I apologize to Brian. I apologize to Brian. Del goes, do you feel bad about what you said? And I said, listen, Oprah,
no.
I do. I shouldn't have said that. I was out of line. I gave my mea culpa. And it was to one person. I wasn't a serial offender
really?
Or massage artist.
When they were coming after you about your brisket? Well, how about I sucked the hole?
No, those people should have.
How about those
did
people?
You apologize to those people?
Those people weren't accusing
who
me.
Who offends
those
more?
I could have sued them.
What?
I could have sued them.
For what?
Internet bullying? I could have reported them sued them.
They were not bullying you.
Yes. What? It's a textbook definition. People who didn't even see pictures are like, ooh, I just put a juicer out there just the other day. Just wet-ass brisket. Just sloppy.
That's aggressive.
Just juicy.
Stop saying
and moist.
Sloppy.
And
don't say
Kylie
moist.
Kylie Jenner walking around in
what?
The middle of it.
Hold on.
All that stuff.
What did you just say?
Kylie Jenner was walking around in the middle
what
of it.
What does she have to do with anything?
She's in the WAP video.
What now?
Maybe you need to. Maybe you need to apologize.
This is WAB. I'm not apologizing. She used Pepsi to to stand down an entire riot that happened
one
time.
That was her sister, Kendall.
Well, whatever. One of the good Jenners. They're all good.
Well, which one is the better, the thicker one?
Gee.
What's that?
This is why he's going to catch lawsuits.
Which one is the thicker one? It's Kendall is thicker, right?
No, Kylie is the one who decided to look more like her Kardashian half-sister. Oh,
she got some thickness at it. No.
Was she the one with the...
She used to be...
Wait a minute.
More pancakey.
Is she the Pepsi one?
No, that's Kendall.
Oh, well, I like
Which one would John like better?
Kylie. He would like Kylie better.
She's the younger of the Jenners, right?
He would. It doesn't matter. He would like her because she's the thickest of the Jenners.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I just want to clarify. I don't know which one's
Let
which.
Me ask you a question, John. Which is your favorite steak? What do you like better? This is just a question.
Ribeye. Okay. The fatter one.
Yeah, there it is.
I was going to ask you, ribeye or filet?
Ribeye.
Yeah.
Ribeye. Without a question.
You don't think Lance has to maybe apologize more for what he's done in the past?
When there's a taste test, let me know. Because everybody that tastes it, we'll get
you
Ned on
this. You mean your family members?
Let's get Ned on.
That don't want a bad night let's at home if they say on. Your brisket
hey, here's
sucks?
Here's an idea. John, call Manny, get Foddy on from the floor guys who are fixing my floor. Because now I got a company fixing my floor.
Well, he doesn't want. He have Foddy call. He don't want you hitting him with a lawsuit,
have
too.
Have Foddy call.
Okay.
Have him call and see. Right. Have him and Ricky call.
You set a precedent with your floor guys. I don't think anyone wants any trouble with you. So, of course, they're going to say they like the brisket.
Nobody wants any.
Foddy, Ricky, Ned, Chris. He's suing. Have them all call.
He's suing this guy and that guy.
It's a picture. It's a picture.
Dirty bitches.
Whoa.
F to H, dirty bitches.
You don't think you don't
First of all, you don't need to save everything.
This Raheel saved
it. You don't need to save the whole thing. No, Raheel. Why does Raheel have this?
It's for our best of, remember?
What?
We played it for best of at the end of a year at Nick's place or whatever, or at Klein's.
Why are you?
You don't think S to H needs an apology?
Did Monty hear that?
No.
Did Monty hear that?
No, this is what triggered. This is, I got triggered from, there's no trigger warnings. This is why people want safe spaces. Yeah. Yeah, sometimes you should. Lincoln Riley learned a bad lesson. And who was it? John Cornyn, who put his brisket out? It was Cornyn. He had him at almost the exact same oven brisket. Why would you post a picture of an oven brisket? That can never go well in Texas. You can't get a smoke ring from an oven brisket. It's only going to be brownish. That was the. And I think he did a filter that made it more brown. Lincoln Riley did. That was terrible. Mine was great then, and it's great now.
Listen,
I cut the wrong piece. That's all that was.
Just
what were they called? Ned,
you don't think apologies are in order?
He's suing this guy.
Listen to yourself.
It's a picture.
Dirty bitches.
Whoa.
F to H. Dirty bitches.
No, you don't have to drop it. You don't have to drop it. You don't have to dump it. Don't dump it. Don't dump those dirty
Somebody
bitches.
Just wishes you had this.
That's right.
I wasn't dumping it. I was looking for that. You don't think an apology is in order.
You don't think you should apologize to those people. All right? To everybody.
Dirty bitches three times.
See, you don't have anything like me doing that.
You know what?
No, I don't hear that.
There's nothing like that for me.
I'm sorry that I clapped back when you bullied me.
Okay.
I'm sorry I'm supposed to just sit and take it while, and I'm not allowed to clap back. I forgot that's how internet trolls act. They get offended if you clap back on them. I'm sorry, Dell, that you have to sit and take your flogging. Wow. I didn't know we weren't able to defend ourselves. I thought we were able to. Second Amendment allows us to defend ourselves.
No, that's the.
And I came out with a bazooka.
That's the right to bear arms.
I came
arms.
Out with a bazooka in that scene.
The right to bear arms, not the.
Yeah. That was my arms, calling somebody a DB.
And you don't like this.
Bye, bitch.
You have a problem with this.
Bye, bitch.
And you can call people dirty bitches.
Yeah. You were bullying every time, too.
No,
I'm not.
No,
that's
no,
someone
no,
else.
Said, do you think? Oh,
no,
I don't
you're
know
a little disrespectful.
I just
real
think,
talk. If Wilt Chamberlain had relations with 20,000 women and one filed suit, he wouldn't remember who it was. That's true. You think that number is Wilt lying?
What?
20 G's on Wilt Chamberlain?
No, that's a big number. That listen, he 10? Would have had to have done like three a day. They figured out or four a day. It ain't happening. All right, it's what did you say, Del?
See, it's not me. It's this young lady.
Bye, bitch.
Oh, okay.
That's she got arrested, by the way, the other
She
day.
Got arrested?
The other day.
Did she really? No, she didn't. What are you talking
he
about?
He made
you
that up.
She did or not.
He made that up. Bye, don't besmirch her name. You made that up.
Yeah. All right, 10 o'clock, top of the hour. Don't go anywhere. Me and Del, wrestle away.
This is Heisman Trophy winner, College Football Hall of Famer, Eddie George, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.